Rachel could only assume Michael didn't intend for them to do any swimming. Her trepidation intensified when Tallon stopped at a bank of wire mesh storage lockers flanking the catwalk. He pulled open the doors to reveal hanging wetsuits, snorkels, flippers, life jackets, and spear guns. Before she could protest, he reached in and grabbed a flare gun. "Let's go." They were moving again. Up ahead, Corky had reached the switchback ramps and was already halfway down. "I see it!" he shouted, his voice sounding almost joyous over the raging water. "See what?" Rachel wondered as Corky ran along the narrow walkway. All she could see was a shark-infested ocean lapping dangerously close. Tallon urged her forward, and suddenly Rachel could see what Corky was so excited about. At the far end of the decking below, a small powerboat was moored. Corky ran toward it. Rachel stared. Outrun a helicopter in a motorboat? "It has a radio," Tallon said. "And if we can get far enough away from the helicopter's jamming..." Rachel didn't hear another word he said. She had just spied something that made her blood run cold. "Too late," she croaked, extending a trembling finger. "We're finished." When Tallon turned, he knew in an instant it was over. At the far end of the ship, like a dragon peering into the opening of a cave, the black helicopter had dropped down low and was facing them. For an instant, Tallon thought it was going to fly directly at them through the center of the boat. But the helicopter began to turn at an angle, taking aim. Tallon followed the direction of the gun barrels. "No!" Crouched beside the powerboat, untying the moorings, Corky glanced up just as the machine guns beneath the chopper erupted in a blaze of thunder. Corky lurched as if hit. Wildly, he scrambled over the gunwale and dove into the boat, sprawled himself on the floor for cover. The guns stopped. Tallon could see Corky crawling deeper into the powerboat. The lower part of his right leg was covered with blood. Crouched below the dash, Corky reached up and fumbled across the controls until his fingers found the key. The boat's 250-horsepower Mercury engine roared to life. An instant later, a red laser beam appeared, emanating from the nose of the hovering chopper, targeting the powerboat with a missile. Tallon reacted on instinct, aiming the only weapon he had. The flare gun in his hand hissed when he pulled the trigger, and a blinding streak tore away on a horizontal trajectory beneath the ship, heading directly toward the chopper. Even so, Tallon sensed he had acted too late. As the streaking flare bore down on the helicopter's windshield, the rocket launcher beneath the chopper emitted its own flash of light. At the same exact instant that the missile launched, the aircraft veered sharply and pulled up out of sight to avoid the incoming flare. "Look out!" Tallon yelled, yanking Rachel down onto the catwalk. The missile sailed off course, just missing Corky, coming the length of the Goya and slamming into the base of the strut 30 feet beneath Rachel and Tallon. The sound was apocalyptic. Water and flames erupted beneath them. Bits of twisted metal flew in the air and scattered the catwalk beneath them. Metal on metal ground together as the ship shifted, finding a new balance, slightly askew.